Davis, Cortez, and now Drake were standing near the hearth of Thetford's hall, listening to the loud laughter of the games going on over by the feasting tables, and struggling to hear Christian's naturally quiet voice over the noise. The atmosphere in the hall was warm, fragrant, and festive.
"I know, Edward de Mandeville," Davis said. "His seat is Westland Manor, to the east of Framlingham. The family is odd, that is true, and I have heard that they have always contested the Dereems' claim to East Anglia, but the family never struck me as particularly wicked."
Christian snorted into his cup.
"They are wicked."
In the midst of this, looming up from other centuries, were the fabulous hotels. Hotels like the De Paris, with guests listening to strolling musicians while dining on the veranda. A tremor passed through Yvonne's body. Could she pass? Was she ready? "I can't get away. I'm not your dark-eyed beauty. You left me to die on Fox Street. I'm so scared." She lost balance, but Edward reached for her and gently drew her back to this new reality. This was not the Hunts Point Palace in the Bronx. This was the French Riviera.
The old man made a vague, dismissive gesture. "He sees us real fine."
"Pop smoke, sir?"
"Why not? Sure, why not throw out some pretty smoke?" The lieutenant watched through the glasses while Oscar took out the smoke and pulled the pin and tossed it onto a level ledge along the trail. The smoke fizzled for a moment and then puffed up in a heavy cloud of lavender. "Oh, yes, he sees us fine."
"Bastard's waving."
"Isn't he? Yes, I can see that, thank you."
"Last month, Nona died. 40 years of marriage gone in a blink. For the past 2 decades, she and I lived in Baltimore in a state of suspended animation. Our days arranged like the letters in an alphabet, one simply following another to the end and then repeating. Traveling separate routes, we reached the same destination, a settled loss. Our directionless drift had as much to do with losing coal as it did with simply growing apart. What held us together in the end but fear?"
"Gratitude is one of the most powerful states of mind and heart that creates happiness, consistent happiness. Feeling gratitude for what I already have has been an amazing and loving way for me to sustain happiness. Expressing gratitude to others is a way of acknowledging, aloud, the gifts that have come to us in our lives through others. What we express gratitude for can be a small gesture or a large gift. It doesn't matter. Acknowledging others brings them joy, and it can bring us joy for giving that acknowledgement."
"Have you ever seen people try to do something they were lousy at? I mean, way out of their zone? Something they had no business doing, but they were totally clueless? The kind of thing that makes you think, why didn't someone tell them?" Yep, I'm thinking round one, American Idol. Those poor people, they sing their lungs out, torturing us and blowing out our eardrums. And as they sing, two things are going through every viewer's mind. Number one, stop! Number two, why didn't someone tell them they can't sing before they were on national television?
So how will cities and communities sustain themselves? The New Cities Institute has learned in our work over the last several years that thriving cities have several characteristics in common. We describe them as the 12 principles of community building in the little blue book of big ideas. For our purposes here, we will break them down into what we call the four P's: perspective, place, people, and prosperity.